Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
ActionNetwork.com is a place you want to go if you want to lay a couple of dollars down on a football game or two. And we're joined by John Ewing of the Action Network today on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the morning show with John and Harry Douglas. John Ewing, welcome to the show.
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, John, I have one question before we start. Would you happen to be related to Patrick Ewing?
No, JR, actually.
Oh, okay.
All right, there you go. The bad Ewing. Okay, I got you. So, John, tell me a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons. One of the things I notice is not only are the Falcons favored this week, which are probably going to be a surprise to some Falcons fans, but I'm kind of interested in the over-under against Arizona, which is set now at 51.5. Given the struggles of both teams' defenses, that's an intriguing bet to me if I were, you know, going to lay some money that this is going to be a bit of a shootout between these two teams.
Yeah, this is an ideal matchup for the Falcons. The biggest mismatch in this game is Atlanta's pass offense against Arizona's pass defense. Falcons lead the league 72% pass play rate. Quarterback Matt Ryan tops in the NFL in attempts and completions this year. Cardinals are second in pace, so they run a ton of plays, which means even more snaps for their opposing offenses. And the Cardinals' defense is 27th in pass defense efficiency. So this just sets up big for Matt Ryan, for Julio Jones, so Calvin Ridley. We could even see Ito Smith have a nice game out of the backfield. Austin Hooper, everybody's in play here. I think you're going to see a ton of plays. You're going to see a lot of success throwing the ball. So, yeah. Over and the Falcons here all look quite interesting. I like Atlanta at anything under 3. If it gets to a field goal, though, I'm not as interested. But right now, it's sitting at 2.5.
John, looking at the season so far, and I'm gonna jump into this game that's tonight between the Giants and the New England Patriots. The Patriots are right now a 17-point favorite, and I want to go contest to why are there so many big point spreads this year in 2019 versus other years, and what do you think is the reason for that?
I think the market and the public is getting sharper. You know, sites like ours, there's a ton of information out there, and so casual bettors really are understanding more and more, you know, which teams are truly elite, which ones are not, and so odds makers are having to adjust. Yeah, this line is huge right now. Patriots favored by 17 against the Giants. They're getting a ton of support as well, more than 70% of spread tickets, more than 80% of dollars. With that being said, our NFL simulations think this line is a little high. On average, we have the Patriots winning by more like 14 points. But, of course, with this defense New England has this year, it's really difficult for teams to get the backdoor cover, that last-second touchdown that can swing the spread one way or the other. So for me, I just don't see a ton of value here because I don't trust the Giants. They are dealing with so many injuries this week. Their offense is we're going to struggle anyway. It's going against the pass secondary, but down many of their top options. I don't see Daniel Jones having much success.
So now looking at the Seattle versus the Cleveland Browns matchup, you have Seattle as a 1.5-point favorite. With Cleveland's offense struggling the way they have been struggling of late this season, why wouldn't the Seattle Seahawks be more of a favorite in that game?
Yeah, they're sitting anywhere from 1.5, 2 points. This is, I think, a reaction to what we saw on Monday night. Baker Mayfield had one of the worst games of his career, 2 interceptions, 2 fumbles. They couldn't get anything going against the 49ers. Seahawks have been one of the best teams in the league so far. So oddsmakers are really good at understanding how the general public views teams, mm-hmm. and recency bias tends to play a strong role in what the number will be on any given week. I think this is a good buy low spot on the Browns. It's very unlikely that Mayfield struggles like he did last week. Just turnovers in general swing NFL games, and when a team struggles one week, they tend to see positive regression the next. And historically, this is a good spot as well for Cleveland teams, getting very little public support after a bad offensive game, have covered nearly 60% of the time since 2003. And our NFL simulations make this game a pick 'em. So there's definitely some value betting Cleveland. You could take them plus the points, but with such a small spread, I think you're better off betting the money line where you can get some plus money on your return.
Talking with John Ewing at the Action Network, you can go to actionnetwork.com and check them out. Matter of fact, if you're looking for an edge, download the Action Network app, get live odds and expert analysis for every game. It's a really cool site if you like to bet because you see all the live money come in on those NFL games. I'm going to give you three college games that I think are intriguing, John. I want you to pick one of the three where they have big point spreads. And tell me if you really like the underdog in this. I'm a little surprised that Oklahoma is a 10-point favorite over Texas. So Texas getting 10 against Oklahoma in a rivalry game. Florida State is getting 26 points. I know they're at Clemson, but 26 is a lot of points to give the Noles, I think. And South Carolina is getting 24 against Georgia, and that happens to be the spread at Alabama beat South Carolina by 24. So South Carolina is getting 24 against Georgia. Florida State's getting 26 against Clemson. Texas is getting 10 against Oklahoma. Do you like any of those dogs?
I really don't. So we do power rankings for every team in college football, and then we can create projected spreads for each game every Saturday. And as you were listing out those teams, I was quickly looking at our projected spread, and it's right in line with the betting market. So I don't think there's any value per se just from a pure numbers perspective. What's interesting, though, about college football is most of these bets are going to come in on Friday, on Saturday morning before kickoff. So you could see the market shift, which oftentimes will create some value there right before kickoff. Just with those three games, nothing jumping out to me per se. The market is fairly priced, and those teams are favored for a reason.
John Ewing of the Action Network joining us here as we look ahead to this weekend. Again, actionnetwork.com if you want to get the live odds and the edge in some of your games. Falcons, again, favored against the Arizona Cardinals, and hopefully we see a little bit of action on that. One more thing about tonight's game, because you talked about money line. The Giants are plus 800. And, again, this is a little bit, John, we're bringing up some of the people in the audience who don't gamble or put money on games. Money line means you're just going to bet who's going to win the game without the odds. If the Giants are plus 800, mm-hmm. that means that you're getting 8-1 in your favor. So if you bet $10 and the Giants win, on the Giants to win, and they win, then you get 80, okay? Or you bet 100, you win 800.
Right.
8-1 is a really – I mean, if you're just going to take a chance, getting 8-1 odds, what the heck? Sometimes that's worth the $20 just to try to get a home run.
Well, you know, gambling – sometimes it's just for fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of people do, just to have a little, what will likely be a blowout, just a little bit more interesting on the off chance that, the ball bounces the right way for the Giants. Sure, that can always be a fun way to do it. And oftentimes we see many casual bettors put just a little bit down to win a lot. But for me, I think that's going to be a losing bet, clearly. The market has said the Patriots are 17-point favorites here. And typically, we often talk about how when the public loads up on one team where everybody seems to be on the Patriots like they are tonight, it's often smart to go and bet the other side, maybe against the spread, take the points with the Giants. But Tom Brady tends to be the exception to the rule. And in our database, when Brady has received 70% or more of bets, he has covered more than 60% of the time. All other quarterbacks are below 50%. So Tom Brady's the GOAT, even when he's laying big spreads, when he's getting a ton of support from the public. He's come out ahead and covered for you. So this, for me, I'm not betting tonight's game. I don't see a ton of value, but I'm not going to fault anyone for laying the points with the Pats. They've been incredibly good for this year and, well, for the last two decades.
Yeah, it seems that. Hey, John, do appreciate it. John Ewing of the Action Network, and again, actionnetwork.com.
Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.